an impression we had a picture with every leader. Is that wrong? He said that we wouldn't have a picture made with a single one of the Negro leaders, and I thought we had them with every one.
Well, I got on about that, and I told him that was incorrect, and, you know, and that we had them, all of them, and I sent him.
I called five of them in here and had everyone I could think of. I've called them all on the telephone separately. I had Bob Weaver go up with me to the United Nations. I had Ms. Watson ride in the car with me along with the mayor, and I had to throw out even his wife to get a room, and I took him to the United Nations. Now, I don't know what more I can do.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry too much about that, Mr. President, on that.
Well, I mean, why doesn't he give the facts? He says that I wouldn't let one pose with me, and all of them posed with me, so what do we do about that?
Well, I call him up just as soon as I saw that. He's just trying to test us out. We were good and bad reports from him before, but overall, we're winning on this thing, and we're just gonna keep at it. You see, the story's written out of Chicago. Larry Still is a writer out of Chicago writing the other stories on us, and they're pretty good stories.
But Simon Booker says that we wouldn't pose with a Negro, and we pose with all of them. Now, what do we do about that? Nothing. Can't we ask her to write him a little note and say, here are the pictures. Why would you write this? It was untrue. Is he working for Rockefeller or somebody, Rick?
No. No, sir.
Well, you reckon he just doesn't know?
No, he knows. He knows, because when I saw that, I mean, I...
Now, what Southern gifts are he talking about? When I get Harry Bird here to talk the tax bill, is that what he's talking about?
That's what he's talking
well,
about.
Well, should I just not mention and talk any of them?
I wouldn't do anything on that. We're going to win in that. He has to write this type of column that's supposed to be a smart aleck type Washington column, and that's...
But he doesn't talk about all of them that I've seen. I'm catching more hell for seeing Farmer and Melman and all that group than I ever caught from anybody.
I guess that's right.
And I put them out in front. I had Ms. Watson riding an automobile with me and Ms. Johnson. I had Bob Weaver. I called him and asked him to go with me. I called the Congressman Dawson and asked him to investigate the whole department. I've asked the five Negro congressmen to come in here. I don't know what the hell else I can do. I put civil rights first in my State of the Union message. It's my first priority. They tell me they've got enough votes to never allow cloture. They got 70. They say that they can never get the 70 votes we need, but I'm still fighting, and I just don't understand for them to just, while Johnson's conducting the civil rights trust, opposition from the Democratic lawmakers threatened to weaken the bill, they do, but I'm not going to weaken it. I'm not going to agree to a goddamned amendment. They're going to beg me before I ever let them touch it. I don't think we'll pass a bill without something, and Kennedy didn't either. He said we'd have to give on two things, but I'm not going to give.
Well, we have a great start on it, and actually, even though I saw these others, I wanted you to see the kind of feature stories that we were getting. Everybody recognized that this is a sort of controversial type of column that this fellow writes, and everybody who reads it knows how inaccurate he is most of the time. But we're winning on the overall story.
I wonder if you couldn't get Martin Luther King and Farman Randolph to tell them that everyone had their picture made and they were published. You send them copies of them.
All right, I'll take care of that. And
I just get them to call him and just say, I invited them, they didn't invite me. I guess I'm the first president to just went out of my way to have every one of them come in, have a picture made, have coffee, and sit down and talk to them, and then go to bat for them. I've talked to them all over the phone three or four times since.
Of course, you know what, also, that we've sent out the pictures, every one that you've had taken. So, I mean, the newspapers will have had...
I wish you'd get me tomorrow over your signature the pictures that I had made with the popular leader, Dr. King. I'm just autographing one tonight here to him.
Yes.
I just autographed one to Martin Luther King. Hey, Philip Randolph and James Farmer, get those plus Roy Wilkins and plus Whitney Young, five of them. Just get them from either Yokomoto or the other one and send every goddamn one of them to Simon Booker and say, please print a retraction. Here they are. And this is not so. And just say, when I went to New York, I had Bob Weaver. I called him up at 11 o'clock at night and got him away from testifying for the budget. Made him quit his job to go with me. I got Mrs. Watson and her husband to come and meet us at the airport. I don't arrange the arrangements committee up there.
Yes.
That's up to the mayor.
Now, next week they'll have something in there about Mrs. Watson.
Well, this is December 26th. They did.
Yeah. All right, sir.
I think I'll take this girl if I can get her. It used to be in Ralph Dunnigan's office. Just put her in my personal office. And I think I'll furthermore get a Mexican and bring him in here and put him on the staff here in the White House. I already got a good Italian, Jack Valenti.
Yes, sir.
I wish you'd point that out to all the minority groups. The first man I hired is Jack Valenti.
Yeah, I noticed that in the story the other day. That was a good ride.
Well, I think I'll get this boy, Carnival from California, the man's finance commissioner that. The Mexican that's Pat Brown's finance commissioner out there. He's a damn good fellow. Do you know him?
No.
Well, you're a Californian getting ready to run for Congress.
I just forgotten about that.
Carnival or something like that. Anyway, what's this girl? Do you know this Wilkinson girl?
Jerry Whittington.
Whittington. Is she any good?
She's very good.
Well, now why don't we just put her outside here and be my secretary?
That's very good, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
She's got good character.
She's good.
Good ability.
She's good.
Respected by all her employees.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm just going to offer a job, put her out here in my office. And you watch these things. Get me those pictures, though, and you write a letter over your signature and let me see it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I'm not here, you go and send it anyway and just say it. You like them and you enjoy the magazine, but you think you ought to see the pictures because I'm autographed one 5 minutes ago. I'll find for you and you can send it to Martin Luther King.
Yes, sir. I'll
okay.
Do it. All right. Good night.